I just found out that for this coming Saturday night's Film Week screening of Blade Runner, The Final Cut, at the Theater at Ace Hotel, we're down to just a few dozen tickets left. So if you intended to go, make sure you get them now, because we're very close to a sellout. You can go to kpcc.org/in-person this coming Saturday night, November 2nd, 7 o'clock, Blade Runner, The Final Cut, on the big screen at the Theater at Ace Hotel, downtown Los Angeles. With me is KPCC correspondent Sharon McNary. She is in Brentwood and has been traveling around getting the latest on the Getty Fire, which started very early yesterday morning. Sharon, what's the numbers we've got, size and damage from the fire?
Sure. The footprint of the fire is 656 acres, and this morning they had about a 5% containment, so about 5% of that line they were confident was not going to increase. They say they expect full containment, not for another couple weeks. November 14th is the date they're putting out there right now. Six houses damaged, eight additional were completely destroyed, but 7,000 homes remain at risk, especially if this fire picks up on the winds that we expect to arrive late tonight.
And those that are out of their homes, they're going to be kept out while these high winds blow starting late tonight?
Right. I mean, things look really calm right now, but and so it can be very tempting for people to say, hey, I should be going back home. But they're doing a lot of work to keep the fire from starting back up when the winds come in. So they're keeping people out for that reason.
Yeah, and it's got to be challenging because any embers that could be kicked up by the high winds due to arrive around 11 tonight could start the thing going again. So seriously, you were up on Tiger Tail Road where those homes were destroyed and damaged. Please describe the scene.
Well, it's the typical checkerboard that happens in a fire like this. You'll have a house that's completely burned out, and in fact, one is still smoldering quite badly, and then the house on the next house will be a little bit damaged, and then house across the street and the next houses up will be fine. So the number of houses destroyed in this fire is still quite low, given how exposed some of these houses are.
It's amazing to me. Yeah. Seeing those flames in the pre-dawn hours yesterday, and that only, I mean, it's tragic for the families involved, but only eight homes destroyed is quite remarkable. Sharon, thank you so much. Appreciate your joining us.
You bet.
KPCC correspondent Sharon McNary. Now, speaking of those winds, Tom Fisher of the National Weather Service is with us. Tom, it was sounding pretty ominous in yesterday's forecast what we were going to see late tonight. Is it still shaping up that way?
That's correct, unfortunately. Yes, we're on track for a significant wind event starting tonight.
And what sorts of gusts and sustained winds are we looking at?
It appears that the Ventura County coastal valleys and interior valleys and mountains, LA County and Ventura County mountains and Santa Clarita area will get the brunt of this wind event. Northeast winds 30 to 50, gusting to 60 and 70. However, other areas in the warning include the Ventura Coast and the San Fernando Valley area, northeast 25 to 35 mile an hour winds gusting to 50 to 60. And down in the more wind advisory level area would be the L.A. County Basin, San Gabriel Valley, which would include the Getty Fire area. That's a little more into the wind advisory area. Still, winds 15 to 25, gusting to 50 miles an hour.
So that would be comparable to what the Getty Fire area experienced early yesterday morning when the fire started, or would these be higher velocity winds?
I don't recall what the exact speeds were yesterday, but they will be, especially the gusts and the, you could have a couple erratic areas around the hills there, so they'll be at least comparable.
Okay. So obviously cause for great concern. And how long are we going to have this wind event?
Well, the high wind warnings and advisories are in effect until noon on Thursday. However, the red flag warning, in other words, the high fire danger part, goes until 6 p.m. Thursday evening. And I'd like to note, we did some research in the office here that we've kind of determined that this is one of the worst conditions for fire growth and behavior we've seen since October of 2007.
Wow.
If your listeners remember, that's when the Witch Fire in San Diego County started.
Which burned through many residential communities. Devastating fire. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate your being with us, even though that's some eye-opening news about the winds that are expected. Also joining us is KQED, NPR member station, San Francisco, reporter Kevin Stark. He's been covering the massive Kincade Fire in Sonoma County. Kevin, thank you for being with us. What are the latest numbers on Kincade?
So the fire up here continues to grow. It's at about 75,000 acres right now, and firefighters have been able to contain just 15% of it. We have a similar story with our conditions. Another day, another shift in weather. The winds are picking up. They're not going to be as bad as they were here on Sunday when we had a historic wind event with gusts that were up to 90 miles per hour. But the winds are going to be in the 30, 40 gusting into the 60 mile per hour range. So firefighters are really, really on edge. They've been fighting this fire for almost a week now. And it is a tense day up here, but a lot of resolve to try and get this thing contained.
Kevin, I saw last night that they were extending the evacuation warning area into Lake County, up as far as Middletown. Are there other areas that over the past 24 hours the warnings or mandatory evacuation have extended into?
We still have tens of thousands or into the hundreds of thousands of people that are evacuated. They, this morning, started letting people that are on the western edge of Sonoma County, Bodega Bay area, back into their homes with the acknowledgement that it is still a warning for them, so things could still be dangerous. Today, right now, they're putting things on pause. They're waiting to see until they know more about how the winds are going to impact this fire before letting more people come back in or calling for more evacuations. I would say that they really got ahead of this. They evacuated people early, and they evacuated a lot of people.
Also, you've got massive precautionary power outages enacted by PG&E. Do you have a current number of homes that are without power?
The current number of customers, I think, is also in the hundreds of thousands. It has been changing. It's very fluid. But you can see how things are compounding for us up here. We have the wildfires. The smoke is actually getting pretty bad today. The air quality is not very good where I am in Sonoma County, and that's drifting down into the Bay Area. On top of that, tonight, the temperature is actually going to drop below freezing, which is another hazard with all of these people evacuated. They're staying in shelters.
Yeah.
I was just speaking to folks that are in their RVs and sleeping in their cars in front of a Walmart.
Yeah. And that's going to be a cold night, no question, Kevin. Thank you so much, reporter KQED San Francisco. From all of us on Air Talk, have a terrific afternoon. Fresh air is next.